Book 2, Canto 5, The Godheads of the Little Life, pages 169 to 171. In this passage from a deaf unknowing force to struggling consciousness and transient breath, a mighty supernature waits on time. The world is other than we now think and see. Our lives a deeper mystery than we have dreamed. Our minds are starters in the race to God. Our souls deputed selves of the Supreme. Across the cosmic field through narrow lanes, asking a scanty dole from fortune's hands, and garbed in beggar's robes, there walks the One. Even in the theater of these small lives, behind the act, a secret sweetness breathes, an urge of miniature divinity, a mystic passion from the wells of God flows through the guarded spaces of the soul, a force that helps supports the suffering earth, an unseen nearness and a hidden joy. There are muffled throbs of laughter's undertones, the murmur of an occult happiness, an exaltation in the depths of sleep, a heart of bliss within a world of pain. An infant nursed on nature's covert breast. An infant playing in the magic woods. Fluting to rapture by the spirit's streams. Awaits the hour when we shall turn to his call. In this investiture of fleshly life, a soul that is a spark of God survives. And sometimes it breaks through the sordid screen and kindles a fire that makes us half divine. In our body's cells, there sits a hidden power that sees the unseen and plans eternity. Our smallest parts have room for deepest needs. There too, the golden messengers can come. A door is cut in the mud wall of self. Across the lowly threshold, with bowed heads, angels of ecstasy and self-giving pass, and lodged in an inner sanctuary of dream, the makers of the image of deity live. Pity is there, and fire-winged sacrifice, and flashes of sympathy and tenderness cast heaven lights from the heart's secluded shrine. A work is done in the deep silences. A glory and wonder of spiritual sense. A laughter in beauty's everlasting space, transforming world experience into joy. Inhabit the mystery of the untouched gulfs, lulled by time's beats, eternity sleeps in us. In the sealed hermetic heart, the happy core, unmoved behind this outer shape of death, the eternal entity prepares within its matter of divine felicity, its reign of heavenly phenomena. Even in our skeptic mind of ignorance, a foresight comes of some immense release. Our will lifts towards it slow and shaping hands. Each part in us desires its absolute. Our thoughts covet the everlasting light. Our strength derives from an omnipotent force. And since from a veiled God joy the worlds were made, and since eternal beauty asks for form, even here, where all is made of being's dust, our hearts are captured by ensnaring shapes. Our very senses blindly seek for bliss. Our error crucifies reality to force its birth and divine body here, compelling incarnate in a human form and breathing in limbs that one can touch and clasp. Its knowledge to rescue an ancient ignorance, its savior light, the inconscient universe.